Blog Talk Radio.
Now, let me start off by saying
what?
I don't want y'all to pick the dagger on some sucker shit.
Nope. Don't
get
that
shit twisted. I'm still a G.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just doing this so y'all can flip over any beat.
I just gotta prove a point.
You know, I always gotta prove a point.
You know what I mean?
And I gotta let these women know,
like,
too.
Because
you know why?
Yo, I'm a G till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly.
Huh?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G
till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly. Yo, motherfucking block. Now I'm a grown man, 26, but also a nigga. I tried to stay away from triggers, but I couldn't. Go figure, they come and make it figures, girl. It's a part of my hustle. Go and tussle with a sucker if you can, no muscle. You making me chuckle, cause you mad, you think that I'm supposed to be about to have me press my hair and pick me so I'm sugar free. A lot has just been done to me, conceal my emotion. Every time I let it out, it's like a fucking explosion. So I let it go, suck it in, bury it deep. And now I'm running out of room, I think I'm starting to leak. So you don't need to speak on every hour all through the week. And if I'm getting everything I want, then why would I cheat? And if I do, why you wanna know? You my girl, she a hoe. I never bring my trash home. You wanna go and get it though. Leave it in the street, let someone else pick it up. I lie to you, tell them the truth. But baby boy is growing, I'm a G. Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm motherfucking fly.
Now I don't try to come off me,
I really hate when you cry, but I'll be doing what I gotta do to stay this fly. Scam these bitches for their bank accounts and ATM codes, so I got weed, gas, drinking thistles out on the road. I'm in player mode, didn't learn, was born with the talent. Thought I didn't have it, got Neo to follow the rabbit. So now I'm watching over him from here into infinity. But we don't fuck with Trinity, we act like with activity. We blowing up like chemistry class, and my bank is closed, bitch, you better get off my glass.
Right.
I got the ball now, bitch, you got a foul to grade one. That fucking makes 68, but you can keep the air one. You ain't follow that, so listen here. I ain't even spit. I'm saving room for my main course.
You decided,
and I ain't in the mood, bitch.
Nope.
I'm looking for some better food, cause I'm a G, and not just anything can make my mouth drool.
I'm a G,
till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G,
he's a G,
till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I saw the game you tried to play and read the blitz accordingly. I audible the pass with more precision than a surgery. A flip, but not the nigga that you wanna cross. Put your finger in my face again, I rip the nail off. Fuck that, I'm on one. Bitch, I'm taking both thumbs. Text that other nigga now, tell him come and get some. I really thought we had something, no one else could take away. I go to work, you at the house partying like kid a play. Daggers had enough of that. Get your shit, you gotta go. You almost had a nigga fool, I knew you was a silly hoe. Chasing after waterfalls, begging cause you ain't proud. Couldn't get a nigga's money, so you chose to fuck around. Bitch, I'm the president. Now you just another nigga. You had Obama, mama. Now you go and get a job. Just about to say I do, but now that shit will never be. So I'll just say goodbye and won't cry, cause I'm still a G.
I'm a G, till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
I'm still a G,
I'm too motherfucking fly.
You come correct, you don't come at all, you know what I mean?
I'm too
motherfucking
fly.
I'm a G,
till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Cause
I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
I'm out. Dagger.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Yeah, me too.
Okay, look. I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about, sir? We are proper gentlemen, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform...
Oh, God. You sick little back guy will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy.
What's cracking, everybody? The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, the first hump night of the year. Hope everybody still had a good, you know, New Year's. Everybody still surviving. We're back in the work mode, back in the school mode. We're back in the, I don't know, not do shit mode. I don't know what y'all got going on out there, but it's back to business, basically, in every shape, way, or form, whatever that may be. So it's back to business here on West Coast Wednesdays. Nice, where we talk about them adult matters, them adult topics. We keep it calm, cool, and collective, try to relax, sit back, chill, just to make it over the hump of the week so we can ride out to the weekend so we can do what we got to do, all right? Now I'm going to get my business out the way as I do at the beginning of every show. I want to shout out Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Slap Sundays. There is no West Coast Wednesdays. There is no award shows coming up at the end of the year. You know what I mean? She's doing big things. She's doing a lot of things. She's got the magazine out there, Fresh Flavor Magazine. Make sure you check that out. She's just doing a whole lot right now. So y'all make sure y'all check her out. Get at her. If you're networking, if you're about your business, get at her. If you're not, don't waste your time, all right? As for me, the Dagger, man, you can catch me, you know, on Facebook. I'm trying to get out here and do what y'all got to do, you know what I mean, do what I got to do to help y'all independent artists out as well out here on the West Coast, L.A. Like I said, you know, I'm hitting up these showcases. There's a lot of things going on. There's a showcase, shout out to Lavish Entertainment, the Indie Artist Showcase, Friday the 13th in Pasadena. Let me hold up. Let me get this information on this real quick so I can make sure I let y'all know what's going on, because the Dagger will be in the building there anyway as well, performing live and everything. So if you need tickets or whatever, you can get at me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. But it is the Indie Time to Shine Artist Showcase, all right, January 13th. That's Friday the 13th from 8:30 to 1:30 a.m. at the Terrace, 443 East Colorado Boulevard, Pasadena, California, 91101, brought to you by Lavish Entertainment, all right? So make sure y'all check them out. They got their Facebook. They got all kind of things going on, man. So check it out, see what's up, see what it do. And let's see, what else? I'm going to talk about the award show later. And today, I got a new beauty of the week hollering at me today that she's going to come in. We're going to chop it up with her. She's going to hang out with me for the day. And we're going to get into all kind of shit. Because what I'm going to talk about today is, because usually I don't usually keep one topic. Like I said, I like to be universal. I like to pick a lot of things, you know, just go off the mind about what's going on and just how I feel at the moment. But today I'm picking one topic, and we're going to talk about this the whole time in different angles of it, because we're going to find out what's, you know, the pros and cons of being in a relationship and being single. Because I'm at a point in my life where I really feel I'm going to have to make one of these decisions, and I'm going to have to really stick with it, because there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of problems, a lot of extracurricular things that has been happening, at least in my life. So I'm going to get a lot of opinions. I'm trying to talk to y'all, see what I can come up with, talk to my beauty, see what she's got to say about the subjects. But we're going to figure some things out. So if you want to get in on the conversation, please don't hesitate to hit me up. I want to hear what you got to say, all right? 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to holler at me, all right? So we're going to start off West Coast Wednesdays just like this. Ms. Nira, why?
DJ Fall.
I'm not It's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shout out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I heard you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cat. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess it's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing, you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted, I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me. You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She suck me up anytime I want, wet and slimy. Dog, on my mind, I ain't lying. Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all my wolf tickets she selling, I just wouldn't buy. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping. I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
There were whores in there?
Well, boys, you tell me. Those women that are going in there have had sexual relations outside of a marriage. And that is the Bible definition of a whore.
Whores!
Whores! Yeah, whores!
Hold on a second.
Now, I do appreciate your enthusiasm, boys. It's wonderful to see young boys interested in doing the Lord's work. But I think you might be a little bit off on the tone. You just watch me.
Whores, fornicators, the Lord commands you to repent.
You see that? That's how it's done.
Whoa. Whores, hey, Beba, I just thought of something.
Whores,
if there's whores in there, this must be a whorehouse.
Whores, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, a whorehouse.
Whorehouse.
Yeah. Now, I always thought there should be a whorehouse here. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, y'all been on my Beavis and Butthead kick lately. Don't even worry about it. Dagger, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, LA West Coast all day. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. If you want to send me your pics, your music, if you want to get at me about interviews, if you want to do on-air interviews, models, who else, producers, directors, anybody that want to holler and, you know, network, get out here or whatever. I'll try to do my best to help you out, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Get at me. So I'm going to get into my new beauty of the week this week. So I'm going to sit this Hennessy that I got over here, and I'm going to bring in Miss Mimi.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma, how you doing today? Well, tonight,
good.
Actually. And I want to start off by thanking you for hanging in there because I know you out there. Where are you from again? What area are you in right now?
Right now I'm in North Carolina, but I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, North Carolina. But see, what time is it over there right now?
12:18.
midnight. See, thank you. Thank you for hanging out and, you know, hanging, making sure you stay up and hanging with me today and everything. Because, like I said, I know sometimes it just be, I'm a night owl personally, so I be up all night and everything.
I
anyway,
am too,
but,
so.
Oh, okay, so it's all good.
Yeah.
So, Miss Mimi, I have your bio right here in front of you, but I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk to the people real quick. Let them know, you know, what you're about, what you got going on in life, what you've been through. Well, we'll get into that. I'll ask you about that. Just, you know, who you are, basic general information, what you're trying to do. You know, let people know why they should know you.
All right then. Well, you know, I'm from New Orleans and shit like that. You feel me? I just moved back to North Carolina because I was living in Houston for 5 months. So I'm trying to get my little priorities in order and shit like that with me now. So I'm really just chilling at the moment.
All right. Now let me check. Now let me get my interview on real quick. Let me go. Now you play piano. Now that's dope. Now that takes a lot to like any piano. Like you can just sit down, like, and get your Alicia Keys on. I guess that's what I mean. Like, you can just that's how you do.
It's just something like that.
It'll be funny because I want to see. I like seeing that. It's just that because, you know, a lot of girls don't have any skills or talents. You know what I mean? And that's one that's really good to have. I mean, you never know when you're gonna need something like that. Because you know, people like doing live shows, live things like that. And then it's like, hey, you have somebody sexy on the piano. That's even better. And then you write your own music.
Yeah.
Like piano music, like notes and everything like that, or like music, like you write lyrics, you write bars, you do, you know, that kind of music.
I actually write my own lyrics. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I got you.
Yeah, I write my own lyrics. I've been doing that since I was in elementary.
Okay, so would you say you have a certain style you like to classify what you do, or is it just, you know what I mean, is it just music? Because I don't really classify my stuff either, it's just music. But, I mean, some people classify how their stuff is.
Whenever I write music, you feel me, I kind of put it under freestyle R&B type shit and just regular R&B music. So that's what I base it under.
Okay. And then I see here, let's see, you mix with Black, White, Cherokee, Puerto Rican, German, and Indian.
Yes,
now,
I know why.
Now, you got to explain that. How does that, that's a lot. Now, how does that happen? Like, who is the multicultural person, moms or pops?
My dad.
Okay, so how?
My mom,
so like, probably,
she got Puerto Rican, Black, and White on her side. And then on my dad, it's Cherokee, German, and Indian, and a little bit of white on his side, too.
Because, like I said, that's a real, real interesting combination. But I guess, I got the pictures. I'm going to post them. Like I said, this is why I want to be able to start doing live shows, because if I had my little webcam going on right now or something, I would just hold up the picture. Like, y'all see what I'm talking to right now? Like, but it's okay. I'm going to put you on the Facebook. But it's cool. I'm going to add you to my Facebook in the Beauty of the Week section, so everybody going to see who I'm talking to. And then the tattoos. Now, I talk a lot about tattoos, you know, because I – now, how many tattoos do you have?
I only have one right now.
And that's the one across the above the chest, right? Now what's that? Because like, it's hard from what I saw. It looks like a little baby kind of chain. But I mean, like, what is it really?
It's a Louisiana fondest on my chest.
Ooh, look and see. Okay. That's some bomb ass curses there. So yeah, okay. Because I was like, man, what the hell does that say? I cannot see. And I was trying to focus and everything. But, I mean, no, that's real, real hot, real attractive. And, like I said, again, I thank you for, you know, allowing me to do my best to try to help out and everything, too. Because, like I said, I posted when I put up, you know, ain't no telling who might hit you up. Like, you know, because I got other people that are looking for models and everything like that. So we'll see what could possibly happen. But you're doing me a favor, you know, just by allowing me to do that and help out, and then also sitting here talking to me and everything. Like I said, I know I could be a handful. I know I could be a lot to deal with. So I want to thank you for doing that as well, because we're going to get into some shit in this show, because, like I said, a lot of stuff's been going on with me, and I just need, like, other people's opinions, and it just helps to talk about it. But, I mean, I don't like talking to people who I feel can't do anything about it. You know what I mean? And I know, and like I don't mean that to say, like I know you technically you can't, or anybody out here listening to me can technically help me with what's going on. But it's better to talk to people that I know can't do anything, you know what I mean, than to talk to somebody face to face or to be sitting next to somebody trying to explain a problem or whatever, and knowing that they can't do nothing to me. It's like, why am I even wasting my time? At least here, like I always say, it's therapy. I can smoke, I can drink, I can get shit off my chest, and I can just hear what people have to say about stuff. So I hope you can help me out today just a little bit. All right?
Yeah.
All right, Miss Mimi. Well, we're gonna get back and talk a little bit more, because we're going to get into the subject matter about, you know, the single life versus the relationship life and the family life and everything. We is definitely about to get into this, y'all. So we'll be right back. We'll get into this Andre Arnaz featuring Lil Zane and Flip Rollins in slow motion. Let's go.
Yes, sir. This for you, shawty. Ha! You already know what the fuck this is. Cause shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow. Very slow motion, I'm all over her body like lotion. Victoria's Secret, love potion to be exact. She don't need no hair on her just to get her body waxed. I vision you up and down like Supreme Scream. I'm trying to make your body sticky like some Krispy Kreme. I know I'm nasty, that's cause I'm a Capricorn. And I'd rather see you butt naked with your shawty in my rear view. And she moving in slow motion. And she moving in slow.
I said she moved it.
Shout it in my rear view. And she moving in slow motion. And she moving in slow.
Amplified, it's amplified, y'all. So keep breathing on and keep seeing.
my dreams have taken me to many places where I've seen many faces but been broken many places. Forever humble with my dreams have caused so many changes. Now I'm getting close enough to hope that I could even taste it. And I'm using every bone of mine. I make my soul my spine. I put my soul all in my rhyme. I like to focus my thoughts on my new beginning. It's never ending. I'm a fighter. I got warrior in me. I'm a glory fighting chick. More wonder than some Remy. So if you're into my dreams, don't see blessings never ending. So dream and keep your faith stronger. Keep your heart beating. Cause blessings in life will come to those who are always seeking. So keep breathing, y'all. And keep seeking, and keep living, and keep believing, and never stop, never stop. You're dreaming, no, never stop. Come on, come on, I said.
And you are now tuned into West Coast Wednesdays with my homeboy The Dagger right here on Bang Out Radio, where we still keep it 100.
And you motherfucking know that. Shout out to Summer Azul, y'all, hooking me up with some drops and shit with her sexy voice having ass. You know what I mean? I'm going to try to get an interview with her on Slap Sundays because her music be going hard, too. It's too hard for West Coast Wednesdays. But, I mean, she can ride over here anytime she wants to. We're going to get right back into this conversation we having. I still got my beauty of the week hanging with me, Miss Mimi.
Yeah.
All right, for sure. Now here's what we're on today. Now, again, like I said, I usually don't pick one subject to talk about because I like to talk about a lot of things, but this shit has been bothering me, and this is something that I'm going to have to come to a decision about at some point in life, but might as well start now. Being in a relationship versus being single. Now, there's so many pros and cons on both sides of the situation. Now, how I want to look at it first is as far as being in a relationship. And I'm talking about not just boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm talking about, like, family-type relationship. Like, this is somebody you want to be with, have kids with, raise a family with, have that house. You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
Now, already off top, would you agree, Mimi, that it's already hard to find somebody that's worth going through all that? Because that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. I definitely can say, yeah, it's definitely hard because I've been with somebody for almost 4 years. You know, we were talking about having kids, starting a family, and a whole bunch of stuff. But he cheated on me, so we're not together.
Now let me ask, are you on team single right now?
Yes, single.
Okay. Now, like I said, you've been in that situation. You was with him for 4 years now. Now he cheated. Now, I guess my question is, now if he hadn't cheated, would you say you would still be with him now? Like that's
yeah,
that's what broke it, right?
He cheated on me, so I can't really give two fucks about him anymore. So.
Now, in that situation, now some would say that, okay, now he cheated on you once and that was just it, right? I mean, one strike, you're out in your case, right?
Once a cheater is always a cheater, so
most
likely, if he cheated on you once, they're going to do it again.
Now, most people say, though, that you know what I mean, is we're all allowed to make mistakes. But I guess my point is, dude, you say, but I mean, 4 years, so you have to be like, you loved it. You was in love with them and everything, right? Like, in love
yeah,
with
him? Yeah, of course. four and a half years, long ass time.
So he wasn't worth one mistake, though? I mean, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
I mean,
that's
but, like,
have.
He did it multiple times, though, but I didn't find out until not too long ago. He was lying the whole time we were together.
He did it multiple times. You just find out all about it at once. He did it multiple times.
Yeah, because I found out was that his sister three-wayed him, man. He was talking to this one girl or whatever. He was like, oh, fuck her and da-da-da-da-da, we don't go together. I was like, oh, really? And he just hung up the phone, and well, I ain't talking to him in a month.
Okay. See, that's different, yeah. If you do multiple times, because, I mean, there are those people that say that, you know, you're allowed one mistake. Like, you know, sorry, I fucked up, I really love you, it'll never happen again. Well, you know, people, I've heard these stories, you know, it is, but
yeah.
I also at the same time, on your end, I kind of believe that, too. Like I said, if you're going to cheat, then you always have the capability to do it again. I'm going to say it that way, because there are those out there.
But you, like, if you constantly just keep doing it, then there's, like, no point in you being in a relationship, because if you're going to cheat, you might as well just end it.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so if you know you're going to cheat, or if you know you're not ready to settle down, then by all means do it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, back to the original we were talking about, it's like, it's so hard to actually pick somebody to actually want to be with, and because there's a lot of responsibilities for actually wanting to be with somebody. You know what I mean? Because the good thing about being single is that you can just do what you want to do, basically. I mean, there's the freedom of being single. You don't really have any obligations except to yourself. You can build you a little foundation of people or people you want to deal with or associate with. See, me in my prime, when I was single, I had, like, a lot of girls in rotation. And, I mean, I'm not saying it like that. It's just that because when you're single, the cold part is that you have to either, if you want some attention, you want to chill with people, you want to do something, you got to pick somebody to go. You got to pick somebody. When you're in a relationship, you're supposed to deal with the same person over and over and over and over again. Now, I'm not trying to say that like it's a bad thing, because if you're in a relationship, you should want to be with that person over and over and over and over and over again. That's why you're in a relationship. But it's just crazy sometimes, because the person that people hook up with or they start the relationship with doesn't wind up being the person that they wind up on the other end of it. You know what I mean? Time goes on, it's not the same person. And it's cold, because it's like, I don't understand why people have to feel the need to put on a front or to put on a facade about something that you're not or you're trying to be. We don't have to be that way, but why does people do that? Because they're scared. You know, people don't like
it.
And stupid, scared and stupid, the double S thing. Because
one, want to change somebody just so they can accept you. Like, that don't make sense.
Because eventually it's gonna fall apart anyway, and I don't understand why people don't think that in the beginning that this is how it works out. Like, if you go into something fucked up, then it's gonna be fucked up.
I'll be damned, I ain't changing for nobody. If they can't accept me for who I am, then they can just get the seven.
Exactly, but this is why I like this show. This is why, because I come across real people. But you know, but even you would have to agree. There's a lot of girls out there that'll fake they shit or whatever. That'll go all lying and doing all kind of shit just to get with a certain dude.
That ain't good either.
I mean, it's on both ends. That's the funny part. It's just no one's immune to this. That's the funny part. Like, niggas lie, girls lie, but it's like, why? And people can never, like you said, scared and stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, you said it right on the edge. It's like people are scared to be themselves, and they're too stupid to realize that being themselves is okay. Like, the only people that shouldn't be themselves are, like, killers, murderers, and people like that. But that's fine. Let them be themselves, too, so when they get found out, we can throw them motherfuckers in jail or execute them or do whatever. So just be your motherfucking self. Because I'm trying to tell you, because that's why it's so hard for me to even think about the girls and everything, too, because which one is really you? Is what you're presenting to me the real person, or is this, you know what I mean, when you catch an attitude or something else goes on, or when I'm not around, who's this other person? You know, is it the same person? You know, people are one way with you and then a totally different way with somebody else?
Yeah. Like, that's one thing I cannot understand.
And people literally get mad at me because I'm exactly who, like you said, like you, I'm exactly who I am. You know what I mean? I've been called every name in the book. Asshole, cheap, stupid, dumb, all these things that I'm not. But I've been called everything in the fucking book. But I don't care. You know what I mean? If that's what you think, then that's fine. It doesn't affect me.
Exactly. So be it. You can talk all you want to, but that's what it is.
But and it's funny, though. But do you ever have the person that talks shit to you but still want to fuck with you?
Yeah, that happened to me 20 times, too.
Like, what the fuck is this? How you gonna talk shit about me, but you still wanna fuck with me, though? So why are you talking shit about me? You know what I mean? Like, why? That don't make sense. That don't make sense. You don't like me for this, I'm an asshole, woo, this, that, woo, whatever, but you still wanna fuck me, though. You still wanna hang out with me, you still wanna go out with me and shit, but you wanna complain at the same time. Listen, people, if you know what you're getting into, then don't complain about it. This is why you got to investigate people before you start fucking with people. Because people jump into shit not knowing what's going on, just jumping, you know what I mean? Just jump in the deep end and hope they can swim. And a lot of motherfuckers drown.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they just don't want to take the time to take the 2 steps, 3 steps. Because I don't know what it is. Like I said, people, I understand. The world moves fast, but at the same time, you got to work just as hard. You got to think just as fast. You got to do things at an accelerated rate and understand what's going on. You got to recognize the people you're dealing with, the people you're talking to. Listen, pay attention. Everybody has their little tells. Everybody has their little ticks. Everybody, if you can see it and you can spot it, then you know how to handle the situation. But some of y'all just don't care or give a fuck. And that's wrong. So That's part one real quick. I mean, just also, I'm like, how do you even choose somebody? It's so hard to choose somebody to be in a relationship with because you don't know who you're getting into a relationship with until you're in the relationship usually. Because the person you're dealing with before the relationship and shit gets serious is not the same person that you're dealing with 3-4 years into a relationship or shit, a week, a month. I mean, depending on the situation. Shit changes, and y'all don't realize that. Y'all think that shit is just going to be all happy, hunky-dory. Like I said, I'm speaking from experience myself, too. Like I said, I'm not immune to this anyway. I've been in the situation a few times myself where I thought it was going to be all, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, they're going to have their little ups and downs, but that's just part of being in a relationship.
Right, but there's ups and downs, and then there's just fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like, y'all should just not be together. You know what I mean? There's ups and, you know, everybody has ups and downs. But there's ups and downs, and there's that shit where it's like, y'all motherfuckers just need to leave each other the motherfucker alone because that shit is just not going to work. But we gonna dig deep, deep, deep into some more shit when we get back, y'all. I got this, what was I about to play? I was going to play something. Hold up. Let me see what I want to talk about. Not talk about. Let me see what I'm going to play real quick. Sorry, y'all. I was supposed to have this already set up. We gonna roll my boy Aston Martin right here in D-Ray, all right? Hold me down. We'll be back.
Raising, ain't it? When I spread my wings, I'ma fly. Nobody help me. hookup. Lately I've been dreaming I'm running away from bed. So I'm cautious on the phone, watching every word I said. And I'm picking with my friends, working harder with my pen. Yeah, this money's on my mind, but this time is on my head. And I don't know who to trust, a small circle is a must. So I'm patient with these fucks, I know I buzz off with this lead. Innovative with my thoughts and educate them with my words. Make your money in the hood and then you move out to the birds. Never cop the first plea, take your time and get a journal. Cause these crackers playing games with niggas' life with no concern.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly. And I ain't even worried, cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about it.
Revenge is best handed to haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. Through this talent, I give my best. Forgive them for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found a guess. I do this with such finesse. The living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some Bob Marley shit, legend and nothing less. In God, throughout the struggles, I know my time is due. AM is the name, Deuce is wild as the army to salute. Forgiven for my arrogance, executing my hot pursuit. Modify my circle and narrow down to selected few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's in poverty. But that I give it all, even if it's my biography. My back against the wall, yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I win against the grain, very things, it ain't a robbery. I'm feeling tension building, women dripping all erotically. Cause just when they dissipate them, can't escape them, this is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly.
When I spread my wings,
even though they hit me down for some time, they won't hold me down forever. Just because I'm a man, I'm a boss, I'm a boss, still real beast.
One time I shot her and nigga, hey, I only got to say, nigga, I'm baked. I was you fuck crackers, can't never hold me down, nigga.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying, nigga, let's get it. Get money, that is. Fuck, never hold me down. No.
No, won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up for life. And no, won't stop, won't stop, no, won't stop, yeah. No, won't stop, won't stop, my life won't for me, my soul's won't for me.
Talking shit, but let me talk figures, cause that money makes sense to me. See, I just want a house on the island and a chick that could roll with a smile and a light at the beach. Shorty pretty than a flower. Asked her what she wants, she said the money and the power. You can have it all, baby, take what's ours. I won't wait an hour, grinding every minute that I get for every penny in this shit. I can't even hear what these little niggas spit, talking out their ass like they even big shit. They get sick, even think about me rich, but my mama told me never to quit.
No, won't stop, won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make you pay this reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up for life.
Sometimes things have changed. That's money in my pocket. Damn, I make profit. It ain't all about the riches, all about the bitches, it's all about ambition. If you got a goal, it's a common sense, you can make a commonwealth. It's hard to trip and fall, I'd rather trip and fall, cause they had different views, you always learn something new. I wanna see what the falls do. Parents in my lawsuit, fly while I fly, planes on a plane, smoking in Dubai, chilling with a star, or better yet a galaxy. It ain't about a dream, then it's all about a fantasy.
Now I won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make you change this, reconsider. Till I kick back, stay high up for life. And now I won't stop.
From the wise, learn from the lies, never idolize. You got a crew that's cool, but get paper, roll something up, view mother nature. Life is too short to be a hater, I hate it. I dream about things that are greatly debated. If we can reach the stars, build more bombs, then why the fuck can't we find no job? Why that boy has a heart but still sleeps on the street? Why we waste so much bread, people struggle to eat? Since they can't, I'ma do what's best for me. Since a child, I made a best destiny.
Now I won't stop.
Who I still don't know your names and who mean nothing to me.
Well, I certainly hope that doesn't apply to me, especially after last night.
You got a point there, hot stuff. And if sex with the rest of you is half as good as it was with her, then I think we're all going to get along just fine.
Yay!
But no, Peter, you can't have sex with the kid.
Well, I wish you told him that before he lost his memory. It was a joke. I was just making a joke.
That's your sense of humor?
I was just kidding. God.
Meg, that's awful.
Geez, you open your mouth for a joke once and that's what you come up with?
That's messed up, Meg.
I was just trying to be funny.
That wasn't funny. That was just dark.
Yeah, that's your father.
Oh, get out, Meg. Get out of the kitchen. Go on. Get out. Out, out, out. Out of the kitchen. Go on. Get out of here.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays. Hub Nights. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Remember, if you want to call in and get in on the topic of discussion today, you know, single life versus that relationship status and, you know, family thing, holla at us, all right? 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. Got my new beauty of the week hanging with me. Miss Mimi, still here hanging. You good?
Yeah.
All right, good. And out the 818, we got 5773. You got the dagger. What it do?
Special.
What's up, boo? How you doing tonight with your sexy ass?
What's going on, Mom? What's going down with you? What's you doing?
Shawnee.
Oh, see, you gotta stop messing with me, girl. You better. Nah, but what's up with you, though? How's it going?
Just chilling out, trying to see what this Wednesday. Hump night. What you call it? Hump night?
What's up? Yeah, West Coast Wednesday's hump night. You know what I mean? It's hump day, and this is hump night. So we trying to get it through, trying to get through the rest of the night, get through the rest of the week. So, Yeah.
The music is cool. I'm trying to hear some of your music, though.
No, yeah, we got the Daggers Double Play coming up. Don't trip. I got something special for it, too, because I'm going to do a coin toss, what I like to call a coin toss. I'm going to talk about, like, on one song, it's going to be all about secrets, you know, keeping secrets. On the other side, it's going to be all about the goodness and everything like that. Like I said, I'm on the edge about shit, so I'm trying to figure things out. But I got something. That's coming up. Don't even trip. But what's going on with you, though? Everything cool on your end? You hanging out? You actually going to talk for a little while? Can I pick your brain for a minute?
Or
are you going to run away?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about what y'all talk about on Wednesday night. Like, what's the subject?
Well, we're over here talking about the single life versus the relationship life. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of pros and cons. And my thing is right now, because while I'm in a mix-up right now is because I'm about to be 30 this year, fucking 30. You know what I mean? That's like a milestone. Kind of.
I mean,
30's not old, but you know how many niggas don't even make it to 30? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just that sense right there. Niggas barely make it out of their teenage years. So, you know what I mean? I'm happy that I made it to fucking 30. So, but Well, hold on. I'm going to bring in one more caller real quick before I keep going. Hold on. Out the 646-2044. You got the dagger. What it do?
Hey, what's good, my G?
What it do, Pippa? Who this is?
It's Lion's Music. Lion.
Yeah,
you already know what...
My man, we just got through playing one of your bangers, man. See, I'm glad you called it too, man, because you're going to help out too, because you're the good boy. You know what I mean? You the one that me. That's that, you know, we keep it. This is the cleanest nigga I know right now, right here, lying. Like, nah, but real quick, before we keep the convo going, though, Lion, go ahead. For those that don't know, I mean, just, I don't know who doesn't know, but just in case they don't, man, let them know, you know, where you at, what you're doing, where they can catch your music and all that shit. Let that roll real quick first.
I got you right now. If you're looking for me, you can catch me at ReverbNation.com/LionsMusic, LionsMusic. You can also Google that. You can find me. It's not too hard.
There it is. So here we go. Now I'm gonna try to do a little roundtable discussion real quick, because I want to make sure I get everybody's opinion on this. Because as I was saying, like with me, I know 30's not old, but I've done so much in this time frame already, and people keep coming to me on different angles. Some people be telling me, like, you know what, you about to be 30. You should have had kids by now. You don't want to be no old-ass man with kids. But I've heard on the other side, like, nigga, you about to be 30. You ain't got no kids, man. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Nigga, live it up. Party, do your thing, and don't worry about shit. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what should I do? Like, decisions to be made. Like, so... Let me see. Hold on. We're going to go down the list. We know Miss Mimi is team single right now. Now we're going to keep it going. Now the Lion's Den. We team single or we team relationship?
I'm single with occupants.
Single with okay, so occupants. So is there like potential? Those are potentials? Is that another way of saying that?
I just always keep a team of five. I'm a gentleman, but I keep a team of five, and I'm not going to tell her anything different. She's going to know that I'm messing with other chicks. But
that's it. And she either deal or she don't. So, okay. So, see, even though he's clean, he's still on the true player mode. He's on the true player mode. Let me tell y'all the difference. There's a difference between a true player and a motherfucker that just lies. Now, see, Lion is a true player. He tells his girls, like, yo, you fucking with me? Okay, that's cool. We can do what we do, and we do what we do. That's us. But you're not the only girl I'm fucking with. So you either going to get with that or you not. And there it is. That's a true player. But all y'all other niggas is like, I don't got no girl, or that's just my friend. And, that's y'all niggas is liars. There's a player and there's a liar. Now niggas try to lie about being players. Because they're not. So there we go. So, okay, I got a true player in the game. Now, Shawnee, I think I know what your answer is, but let me not assume. Are you team single or you team relationship?
I'm in a relationship.
Here we go. Now we got team relationship. Okay, so now we got another side of things. So now, okay. Now, I'm going to ask Shawnee first. Let me pick your brain first, because you new over here. So let me talk to you first. Now, we were talking earlier. I was talking to Mimi earlier. She was talking. How did you decide that, yo, this is somebody that I want to be with, that I want to spend my time with, that I want to do everything with? What made you decide that in your situation?
I really don't know. We kind of, just fell into it, but it was friends first. It was super vibing, and shit, just kind of happened like that. That's my nigga, my road dog.
Now, but I could roll that too, because, I mean, you started off as friends first. It's not like something you just jumped into, right? You just, like...
Oh, yeah, we was like, super tight friends for, like, a whole year, and then, one day, you looking kind of sexy. Oh, you looking sexy. What is this?
Okay. So then let me ask this then. So then why or what made you want to were you worried at any time? Because, like, I mean, you said y'all were really super cool and everything like that. And most people, they always say you don't want to give up the friendship for the relationship, because if you go for the relationship, you may fuck up the friendship. Now, luckily in your situation, it worked. But, I mean, were you thinking about that before you tried to make that transition and do something bigger with it?
No, honestly, I was trying to do the friends with benefits, but, that didn't work out because my heart went in.
Okay, okay. That's some Odyssey, though. That's what I like. The Odyssey. See, we real over here on West Coast Wednesdays. We get to these real, hey. Try to see what's up. So wait, so how did the Friends with Benefits didn't work? Did he didn't want to do it that way, or how did that not work? Because most people like be like, okay, that's cool. So how did that not work?
It was really both of us. I mean, you know, we was doing it, dude, for like a week, and I don't know, it was weird. We was just like, oh, I love you too, and then ever since then.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, your shit just happened. But that's cool, though, because
yeah.
I can respect that, because, I mean, that's what I feel most relationships should be. If you with that right person and things are going cool, then it is just going to happen. You know,
yeah.
It's nothing you have to, but then you have to work hard to make sure it keeps going, though, right? Because, I mean, it's not easy.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's going on with you? Like, what you doing?
Oh, man, my shit is just way too crazy. I'm going to say it's complicated. Ain't that one of those things I can mark on Facebook? Like, it's complicated. Like, like I said, Dagger situation is always complicated, y'all, because, like I said, I'm always on the fence about a lot of things because people present themselves one way, but then when you're dealing with them on a daily basis and you see how they act and how they operate, how they move, how they talk to other people, you start to notice shit. You know what I mean? If you're paying attention, then you notice certain things.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, let me switch it over to the player real quick. Now, Mr. Lion, the true player of the game. Now, we're going to flip it over just on another thing. Now, how is – because this is one thing I used to have to go through, too, because, like I said, I used to be just like you, my nigga, like true player, like when I was in my prime and I didn't give – but, see, you actually care. See, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't lie, but I didn't care. You know what I mean? There's a difference. You sound like you kind of care. You know what I mean? You care. See, I didn't care. I was a true player, but I was the grimy player. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, like, for real, like, you either fucking with me or you not, or get the fuck off my step. You know what I mean? I was like that type of shit. But how was Christmas for you, though? Like, I see, because usually, I mean, it just seems like you would be the type to really buy a present for your whole little staff that you got over there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, see what happened, like you haven't heard from me in a minute, was I kind of got banged up on some stuff, so I'm fighting a felony right now.
Ooh, oh, no,
yeah.
That's good, man. Yeah, you got to stay out of jail, man. Black folks don't need to be there. That's the last place we need to be. Okay, so at least so they understood
no
that you
money,
was.
Yeah, no gifts this year.
Okay, that's cool though. But I mean, but would you have?
It depends. The leading ladies,
The leading ladies. Oh, I forgot you said you got five. So that means they're in order from 1 through 5. So my bad. I misconstrued that. I just thought you meant 5 altogether. Like, nah, they in order from 1 through 5. Do you just call them that? Like number 1, number 2? Do you just call them that?
No, like I said, I'm a true gentleman in the whole aspect. It's just one girl is not my forte.
See, we're gonna get into that too. See, I like that you said that because I get it. I get that a lot too. It's just that it's just one. But niggas that know that about themselves at least already can admit that. Like, this one girl just isn't enough sometimes. Like, it's just not.
It is.
But I still got, like I said, I got my girl Mimi, I got my girl Shani hanging with me, got the Lions in, checked in with me. We're going to get into Dagger's double play, and we're going to come back and keep going on this because this is some good shit that we're going to get into even some more. We're going to get into the sex topic next, and then we're going to talk about kids in a little while, too. So we're going to get into Dagger's double play, and like I said, I'm doing like a toy cost right now. So this one right here is for all y'all that be out there trying to keep secrets.
Tell on me. Huh? Okay. Real interesting. Yeah. All right.
You know a nigga secret, but I bet that you won't ever tell. You are a nigga secret, bitch. I got you locked like you in jail. Put you on a proper place, now you gotta play your part. You got my heart, but once you start to tripping, that's when I default. Hit you up and say I'm coming over cause I'm feeling bad. When I arrive, you got my dinner, vodka, and a dub bag. Rubbing niggas' shoulders, now you kissing on my neck and cheek. If she's going through the thing, getting head until I ski. We keep each other happy while my girl and I are distant. If my girl becomes my wife, you still could be my mistress. Dagger, that's adultery, you can't betray a sacred vow. Really wild, guess you're right, so I ain't getting married now. What a nigga gotta do to have his cake and ate it too? I just gotta play it right and own the game I Kobe do. Every now now and then you try to play around and rock my world, sucking on my dick while I'm on the phone with my girl. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. But you will never fail. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. But you will never fail. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. But you will never fail. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Hold up, why you tripping out? You knew what this was all about. I got my main, it ain't changed. Yeah, you still a side ride. I'm fussing and cussing, act like you telling me something. I can go and see my girl for that and leave you with nothing. Matter of fact, you fucking up, so now you ain't getting shit. Come to think of it, all you ever got was a dick. Plus my nut on your lip, I just can hit it and dip. Now don't call my fucking phone unless the homies can flip. You done pissed the dagger off, so now you gotta pay the fucking price. You was a hoe, you still a hoe, so you will never be a wife. Should've never started with your stupid ass anyway. Barely got a house with your appliances on layaway. Yeah, you gotta pay to play, aka it's Bigelow. Call me Dub instead of Juice, I'm Ellie's fucking gigolo. I'm dangerous, cynical, plus I'm frozen in ice. I'm cold blooded, not stunting, cause I'm dealing with life, alright? Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. My main bitch don't trip because she knows she's gonna get the best. My side girl don't care about the title because she gets the rest. I put them on a schedule, divide my time accordingly. Some of them are just a nut, some of them be more than me. Some of them are business minded, pay me just to pop it down. Some of them got years up on their belt, they'll always be around. Some of them
really lean,
start fucking with some other cats. I don't ever tie them down.
Get it time.
They'll be back, putting on an act like you don't miss the devotion. Plus the size of my boat and how I'm motion the ocean. Now you want to blabbermouth and tell the world what daddy did. Now I feel like Tiger Woods without the wife and the kids. Never again, these bitches not gonna win. Your tricks will never work on me, you better try on him. It's funny how these women flip and trip over big dicks. That's how I got my alias, mister.
Never trust a bitch.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I know you do, but you will never tell.
Told you you weren't gonna tell. Like I said, you don't wanna make shit worse. If you don't wanna fuck with me, just walk away. I'll go my separate way, and we'll call it a day. You know what I mean? LA, West Coast, all day. But don't be telling a nigga secrets, alright? The dagger.
Now let's flip to the other kind of other side of the coin, and if everything was all good.
Get out here, girl.
Yeah.
I got something to say. Daggers running shit, I'm in control. Getting old, staying real. Got it, then I dish it out. Not too bad, you wanna drown. What it is what it is. Nothing left to talk about. Running mouth is nothing but a fuel to the fire.
You're a liar.
I'm a liar and your favorite supplier. Slinging dick to these bitches like kids do work to the fiend. Top players in the same game, but we play a different league. Same rules, all we want is dubs and dimes. If we feeling generous, we get some eights and nines. Handle business when it's over, send them back to the street. They know we got the best, they coming every day of the week. What about the remedies? Playing in Pac 10. The biggest players playing there, we pay their way times 10. To each his own, but we stacking up. Still don't give a fuck. If we treating women bad, why do y'all keep running up?
Try to chop me down.
Let me go through my list. My dad's been on me ever since I learned to stand up and pick. Two of a shot little Philly when he was getting his food. That bitch and this lady had me running around looking like a fool. London came, but she left. Average, that's what let me go. Trisha lies, I ain't got flipped by the 6-4. My niggas take their swings too on purpose or on accident. And if they try to make it right, that's why I'm still the president. Life, then they place it on me. See, I didn't finish college, so
you know that bitch my parents on.
But I was making money still.
You know that bitch my parents on.
My girl won't need a compliment. This is what I think of that. You ain't fat or ugly. If you was, I would tell you that. Kitty thinks I play too much. I'm done with my power. If I'm fucking in the bed, he wants a girl in the shower. The Lord wants me on the right path. I smoke a minute getting as I want to, but I can't. If I died, I'd be in hell fast. My flesh is weak, my spirit strong. See the shit I'm dealing with. I don't cry about it. I just suck it up and deal with it. So emotionless that it's my gift and my curse. Always keep the niggas safe, but always make shit worse. I'm Harvey Dent, 2-1, good and bad, happy, sad. One day I'll be glad when the dagger is no longer mad.
Continuous shit to be even better. This is what I used to call in-house pussy.
This is when you're actually living with somebody, you're in a committed relationship, and then that pussy is just walking all the way, you know, walking always around either naked, it's a little tight, you know, stuff or whatever. You know, in-house pussy. This is what I used to call it, because at any time you should be able to take it down in-house because it's right there. So that's what some of y'all get into relationships for, so y'all can have some in-house pussy. So I know I'm not the only one that feels that way, but the crucial part about that is that this is for y'all that are in relationships but you don't live with the person. And this is where things get complicated because...
Hello?
Hello? Oh, you are back.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, I told you she was just going to pop in, you know what I mean? Like, I was on hold, wasn't I? You put me on hold, dude.
My bad. No, I was on the line.
That's exactly what I thought. And then now we got now back in the building again. Like I said, I tried to introduce you, but you were gone. So we got Shani back with the show, who's in a committed relationship and is very happy at this point. So I figure I got all aspects of relationships covered. Like I said, we got somebody who's out of the relationship doing the single thing. We got the player from the Himalayas chilling, the true player, gentleman, and we got the person in the committed relationship that's enjoying themselves right now and that's enjoying their relationship, not even a broken relationship. So, like I said, I got everything covered. Now, just to catch you up real quick, Shani, we're talking about sex, of course.
Okay.
And then what we were saying was, at least what I was saying,
I got a Kool-Aid smile right now.
Now, we're gonna go down the list now. Now, Mimi, being out of a relationship, and now when you were in it, how much sex would you say you guys used to have? Would you have to gauge it? Like, let's say, can you go by days or by week?
Days.
Like, how many times a day?
Probably maybe two or three at the most.
At least two or three, and this is every day.
Yeah.
Now, but see, you were in a relationship for about 4.5 years, so I know that didn't keep up, though, did it? That's how it started off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how far in the relationship did that start to taper off?
I'm going to probably say between New Year's of last year until now, really.
Oh, so just this last year started to taper off, right?
Yeah.
Now, what was the reason for it taping off? Was that just because y'all had other things going on? Is that when you found out other things were going on? Or what was the reason that it started to drop off?
Because he was a dog, you know, and he ain't know how to keep him honest. So I just passed off of it. I kept it moving.
Oh, okay. So you stopped off because you found out what he was doing and everything. So if everything was all good,
he constantly kept doing it. It was more than, you know, one occasion.
No, I mean, I understand that part, but my question is that, like I said, if he wasn't a cheater and everything, would you still be having, like, sex two, three times a day, every day?
Most likely, yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. Well, that's okay. See, you're one of the people that like having sex, obviously, especially good sex. I can agree with that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go down to the person who's in the committed relationship and has been in one for a while now. Now, Shani, you said,
okay.
I remember you said there was that time when you guys were like, okay, well, let's give this a try, right? You went
uh-huh.
for the sex. Now, were you worried that, because, you know, it's like test driving a car. That's how I feel. Like I said, you should never get married or you should never commit to a relationship until you test drive the motherfucker first, because you don't want to be in
uh-huh.
it, and then that shit be bad. So,
yeah.
Now, how often do you guys have sex?
Well, you know, I just got back from Florida.
Prior before your vacation. Yeah, no, probably back now.
That,
y'all ain't probably been able. I'm surprised you ain't having sex right now.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, we get in the room tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have to get to sleep tomorrow. But anyway, shit, before that, it was like two wild animals, like a look. Anything could just set the shit off. We was wilding, like old girl just said, walking around butt-ass naked.
See, this is
that's
cool, because this is one of the benefits of like I said, in-house pussy. This is why you get with certain girls or whatever. You want to have the house. See, I like that. That's a good thing about being in a relationship. When you have that girl that you want to be with, and you chilling in the house watching the game, and she walk by with her ass in a thong or just
out or whatever. That's the business.
Naked.
I like that. or even that. I could really see that in my future. But now we're going to move it down. We're going to go back into player mode. I'm talking to my boy Lion real quick. We're going to bring it down. Now, Lion. Mr. 5-point man, we're going to switch to the player mode. I'm going to switch into my player mode, too, because I'm talking to a player now. Now, for players, it's different because it's actually good and bad. Because on one end, like I said, if you got your stable of girls, but since they're not all officially yours, if they're all doing something or doing something else or got something else going on, then you could be caught in the mix. But the good part about that is, usually, depending on how many girls you got, if one of them's got something going on, you always got 2, 3, 4 backups. Is that right, Lion?
Yeah. Well, for the most part, I mean, if I don't deal with chicks that ain't doing shit with their lives, so, I mean, a backup might still turn into an empty evening. I mean, if they all got shit going on, I don't want to fuck with a bitch that's just sitting home and ready, waiting for me to call her. Like, do something with yourself.
No, okay. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Lion, but we're strictly on sex mode, right? Like, okay, well, let me be more specific then. When you try to take one of these girls down, right, when you're like, okay, I'll try to take one. Wait, I can't talk to you like that, Lion, because you're the gentleman, so you don't think like I think like that in that aspect.
Now, you could speak your mind when it comes to the bedroom.
My thing is, it's easier for players because, like I said, if you got a nice stable of girls, then you always got pussy kind of on command. Because even if one's out of commission, you got others to choose from, right?
Yeah,
if you want to be in that aspect.
Yeah.
So that's that. Now, Lionel, are you not in a relationship because you just don't want to be in one, right? Like I said, that's just bottom line. You just don't want to be one.
Yeah, ex problems. I had an ex-girl, and that shit just, it was something serious, and it went sour. So it was like, fuck this. I'm just going to put all my time into my music. I mean, yeah.
See, and I feel, we do got a lot of time, because I went through a situation. My ex fucked up my whole little situation, my whole outlook on things, too. Because when you're in it, it's good. You know what I mean? When it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, it's bad. And depending on how, you know what I mean? When it's good, it's always good. This is why I always tell people, don't sweat the small shit. If it's good, if you're in a committed relationship, if you're happy, if ain't nothing bothering you or whatever, don't let outside forces fuck your shit up. Don't lose focus on what you got going on. Enjoy it. Have fun. Do whatever you got to do, you know what I mean? Because at any time, at any point, it could just come, you know, fall apart if you just slip. Or if you're not paying attention, or if you don't want it to happen, or if at some point you just feel you're bored, or whatever your reasons may be, it could go away just like that, so fast. Like I said, my record was, what, 5 years, 5-6 year relationship I was in. You know what I mean? The one before that was like 3-4. So when the dagger decides to commit, he commits. But at the same time, you commit that kind of time to one person just to have it fall apart. And then some of y'all go through relationships, and y'all, it falls apart bad. My last situation was bad how it fell apart. Like I said, I'm lucky to be standing here right now talking to people because of how that shit went down. Lucky. You know? But I always told myself, like I said, I'm not going to go down behind no female. It's not worth going, you know what I mean? If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down trying to rob a bank and try to get away with like $50 million. I'm going to be one of them niggas going down. I'm not going to go down over no female, man. And females shouldn't go down over no niggas. You know what I mean? Nobody should be going, like I said, tell the line, man. Shit, nigga, stay away from police. Nigga, like, what the fuck? Like, it's not fun. And then there's so many people that be in relationships. It's always funny because, you know, single people don't get fucked with by the police as much. It's y'all motherfuckers in relationships. I just seen this shit the other day. I'm going, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on my way home and shit. You know, I stopped by Jack in the Box, give me a strawberry shake and some 2 tacos for 99 cents because I only have $5, so that's okay. That's what I wanted. But these motherfuckers is on... I'm looking at, I pull up, and this dude's in the middle of the street yelling, and I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga yelling at? And then I look over, and there's some fat white bitch on the bus stop, and he's cussing at her, and she's cussing back at him. These motherfuckers in the middle of the street arguing and shit, cussing. They all, fuck you, bitch, I didn't post that on Facebook. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, are y'all serious? Like, loud as fuck. Like, and I'm like, are you, and I'm sitting there ordering my food. Now I'm sitting there, I done pulled in, I done pulled all around in the drive through and everything, and I can still hear these motherfuckers over me trying to order my food, and the fucking speaker's right here. And then I'm like, people, you know the police is coming. And this is just what, they're showing up, these motherfuckers, woo, and they're showing up, the nigga got strapped up. Real quick, pockets padded, on the hood of the car, no hesitation. And I'm telling this story because I want y'all people, this is for the relationship people. If you're in a relationship and you're going to be out there arguing in public, at least be the calm one. This is what I mean by the calm one. Because if you notice any other time you see people arguing in the streets, or the motherfuckers all, fuck you, and waving their hands all around and swinging everywhere and moving all in the streets, and that person is the person that's going to get arrested when the police come. That person. And that can be guy or girl. The person that's sitting there like, are you serious? Or look at you, how you, if you just remain calm, that's the person that's like, they you notice they handcuff the wild person, and then they talk to the person like, man, what's going on? So you know what I mean? There's a difference. I'm trying to help. I'm just trying to help, y'all. Like I said, I can't be no realer than what I see with my own fucking eyes and what I've experienced by myself. You know, I'm just really, really trying to speak to y'all. I'm trying to keep people out of jail. I'm trying to keep y'all happy. I'm trying to give y'all a reason to want to do something with y'all fucking lives. Because, like I said, I'm damn near crazy myself. I'm sitting here smoking, drinking this Hennessy. I'm just over here, you know, killing myself. But it's okay. But it's okay because, like I said, I'm still young technically. But this is the shit I be thinking about, y'all. Because, like I said, I'm gonna be old. I mean, am I gonna miss my point where I'm gonna have that wife, the 2-3 kids running around, the white picket fence? And so I just say fuck it and just be like, okay, just live single life, live free, die hard type shit. I mean, I'm confused. Because you know, you see both of these. Like my girl Shiny here, like I said, her shit is happy, her shit is cool. Girl went to Florida, got homesick, was like, nah, I want to come back to my baby.
Yeah.
And you know, she back and probably been fucking ever since she got back. Now my beauty of the week, Nene, now she's just fresh out of a 4-year relationship, you know what I mean? All kind of things going on and everything. Don't tell her, I know what that's like to be out of that, but then to be like, you know, well, fuck it, keep going, keep it pushing, because you can't stop.
You know? I ain't tripping about it, so.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, fuck it, keep going, keep pushing. I mean, move on, you know what I mean? Then we got the lion right here who emulates, like I said, that's part of, like out here, I gave that up really in a sense because it was too easy for me to do that. You know what I mean? It was just way too easy and kind of expensive. Because, like I said, you gotta stay with the girls. You know, girls eventually want stuff every now and then.
She better go and work. The fuck you talking about? If they want an equal opportunity and equal rights, you better go work just like I do, shorty.
That's exactly how I felt about it. Because, see, that's what I had to learn, because that's exactly how I am now. Now, before, like I said, I was trying to be the super nice guy, trying to be like, you know what, I can take care of this. It wasn't no tricking at all, but it was still at the point, you know what, don't worry about it, I got that. Don't even trick, you know what I mean? Because that was being the gentleman. But when a bitch, but nowadays, bitches expect you to do that shit off top. And that's where they got shit fucked up.
Put them in their place.
That's where she got fucked up.
You let them know that's, you got me fucked up. That's not for nothing.
It's like I said. That's why, and then that's why I know. But see, this is where it's just all confusion. Because then we go back to what me and Mimi were talking about at the beginning of the show. It's just basically choosing the right person. Because bitches is lazy, and no real man wants a lazy bitch. Period. Just like no
man. Just like
no woman wants a lazy nigga, because majority of the time women want to sit around. I mean, want to sit. I'm not gonna say I am gonna say that. Women want to sit around. They don't like to work. They don't want to do what they got to do in order. Because, like I'm saying, in olden times or whatever, women didn't have to do shit but raise the house and the kids. You know what I mean? Some people still got that old ass mentality and don't realize that. You got to get, if you want to do something with yourself, you have to do it. Nobody else is going to do it. Guy, girl, this is for everybody. You have to do it yourself. Man, I don't know why I talk. Ain't nobody listening to me.
I'm listening to you.
I mean, y'all, but I mean, but look out at the world, right? Am I the only one that sees this shit going on right now? I mean, look at the places we represent. Okay, let's go to New Orleans real quick. Mimi, look around. You go outside, you look around New Orleans. Is it like happy relationships out there, or is it just fucked up shit going on?
A lot of fucked up shit.
A lot of fucked up shit going on. Now, Shani, yeah, you back when you was in Florida, you went out there, right?
Yeah.
What was it? Was it all happy? Was everything all good, or was there some fucked up shit going on?
It was fucked up. It was cool.
But okay, we got a little half and half in Florida. Now, Lion. Now you go outside out there, man. Is it cool? Like I said, or is this some fucked up shit going on?
But when I would.
Or just going out, like I said, in your community, in your area, you know what I mean? People,
yeah,
you know, things going on and everything like that. I mean, is everything all good, or is there just a lot of fucked up shit going on?
I'm not in the hood anymore. I live in the sticks. I live in the middle of Pocono Summit, Pennsylvania, where nothing goes on but these white folks snitching on me.
Okay.
I done came up out the hood. I'm sorry.
Well, when you were, there's a reason you got up out the hood, because the hood is a lot of fucked up shit going on there, right?
Yeah.
And that's just what I'm saying, y'all. You can't escape the fucked up shit. It's about what you're gonna do when you're confronted with it, and what you're gonna do when it happens to you, and when it's in your face. And that's where people got shit fucked up, y'all. But we're gonna get into the smoke session. This blunt I got, because this shit right here that got my nerves all high, and it just frustrates me, because I know I be making sense, but people always talk to me like I'm crazy, like the thoughts that I have in my head
Only a few of us have those thoughts. A lot of people can't see like that anymore. We lost a lot of the shit that we had back in the day. The new generation is horrible. I feel you. I definitely feel where you're coming from, my G. I do.
Well, I thank you. And it's not like I'm trying to it makes me feel bad that I'm not trying to be like the old nigga that's trying to educate motherfuckers, but this is just common sense in my
eyes.
Common sense. And that's what's frustrating, because this is some shit that you shouldn't even have to be taught. You should be able to just look around, see how things are working out, and put shit together your fucking self. And it should just work.
But you know what it is? Everybody's caught up in money and everything else. They're not worried about what's going on around them. Everybody's self-concerned. They're not worried about their environments.
And I'm all about money. But like I said, at the same time, I haven't lost that. You know what I mean? I haven't lost. Just you could be about money. You know what I mean? Be about your money. Make your bread. Do what you got to do. But that doesn't mean you lose common sense. You know what I mean? People lose shit in the chase of money. You know what I mean? In the chase of pussy. In the chase.
Nah.
Niggas chase and lose common sense, in my opinion, because they do dumb shit when it comes to money. Look at all these rappers and look at all these people that have all this money still doing dumb shit, going to jail.
That just means they were dumb to begin with. If you're referring to T.I., I don't think his situation was dumb. If you got people coming after you, you carry what the fuck you need to carry to stay the fuck alive, especially if you came from the hood.
No disrespect. I mean, I'm talking about those that go in there over, like, drug charges and shit. You know, dumb shit that you could have avoided. You know what I mean?
Cocaine.
That's what I'm talking about. Shit that's unnecessary for you to be making that much money to go to jail for something like that. That's the shit I'm talking about.
That happened one time when I was in Houston. They had this dude with an olive bag jar, and he had like a shitload of weed, and he got busted for it. That nigga had at least 3 or 4 grand worth of weed confiscated.
And it's just dumb because people ain't paying attention, because you should know if you're big old high style in the spotlight and everything like that, then eyes is on you, so you shouldn't have that type of shit on you, because people are looking for a reason to fuck with you. Like I said, common sense.
All right. Yeah, and that dude was running it out of like 2 hotels, and they came in our room thinking it was us. But
dumb people, y'all. Like I said, I gotta smoke, y'all. We're gonna get into the smoke session, y'all. Ivy Love gonna start it off for us. Let's go.
Hey, Dagger.
I like drugs. Take me down, take me down, take me down, take me down.
me down. Take me down. Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
The flight was
was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was Platinum American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super glow, I'm a gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers, I told ya. I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight, a connoisseur. I love it to smell like, on the menu, to my amazement, was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane Utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, Amsterdam, Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. It was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn. It was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too hooded out, and I need to gain composure. My vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something. Hey, why your eye keeps twitching? Aight, everything is tight. I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, off the super window, goddamn. But your boy Pistol is a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, yes, the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, the damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, it was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, it was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
Show of hands, how many people ever raped a man? How many people ever been raped by a man? All of them. 100%. You can't get no higher than that nook. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucking brown eye, baby. I raped a few niggas myself. I ain't really enjoy it. Not that much. Shit felt good to the motherfucker, though. I ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing. But I did tear that motherfucking ass off, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it. But that's what the man's oppressive system did to me. Now, me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but I'll... Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker?
What's your name?
Don't think that's,
Tom. Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tall and in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then, put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesday, excuse me, y'all. Still smoking, excuse me. West Coast Wednesday is Hub Nights. L.A., West Coast all day, the Dagger, Bang Out Radio, we back. Having this long, long rotation conversation about, you know, the single life versus the relationships and why it's so hard to keep a relationship going, why even get a relationship if you don't want to, why people feel the need to lie to get into relationships. I mean, we're talking about all kind of things right now, so we're going to bring back my people that's here. We got the new beauty of the week, Miss Mimi, still hanging with me, still here. Hold up. We gotta hold on, man. Wait. Press the button. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Bam. Miss Mimi?
Yeah.
All right, got you. Back in the building, got my boy Lion hanging with me, you know, OG.
You already know.
OG player himself, you know what I mean, gentleman player in the building. Remember, y'all, I see a 702, and I see Shawnee. If that's you, Shawnee, you got to press 1. There you go. Shawnee, you coming back. There it is. I make sure you want to talk to me. I didn't want to bring you in if you didn't want to talk to me, because I didn't want to have to go through what we went through last time, so that's all I was making sure.
I hung up by accident, my bad.
All right, okay.
And I see 702.
And I see 702 down there hanging out. Remember, if you want to get in on this, man, just press 1 so I know you want to talk to me. And if anybody want to jump in on this before we get out of here this week, 661-621-7559. So make sure you holler at me and press 1 if you want to talk to me. So one thing, last thing I guess we'll get into about this whole thing, the children, the kids, and of course, this is always something that is involved in relationships as well, and the majority of the time, sometimes it happens outside of relationships before that has even happened, and that's also crucial as well. But I want to talk to Ms. Mimi first on this one, because Ms. Mimi, I know you're a mother yourself, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Now, is your baby father the guy you was with for about 4 years? Is that the father?
Definitely not.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's no problem. Well, let me just say, how old were you when you had your daughter?
I'm 19.
19? Okay, so you started early. Okay. Now here's what I've noticed as well, at least myself. I just noticed that a lot of that, because me personally, when I want to start a family or if I want to build something, I want to build it from scratch. You know, understand what I mean? Like, I don't want to be stepping in place where it's like somebody started something that they didn't finish, which is what happens in a lot of situations. And I'm trying to be calm when I say this, but would you say it was hard for you when that happened, or you just was just like, fuck it, I just got to do what I got to do and keep it pushing?
Both.
Okay. And then how did, because then if you had your child before you got into the relationship with the guy who was with for like 4 or 5 years, how did he handle that situation? Was he supposed to be the father figure, or did you keep him and her like separate? You know what I mean? Because that'll be hard to do for like 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, it was something like that. You know, and I mean, in a way, like, we still talk about it, you know, here and there. But, you know.
Did you expect him to play a father figure in her life, or were you just, or did you never expect that? You know what I mean?
Never expected, because he can't even really take care of himself, so.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Because, like I said, I don't like, because I've noticed in my situation, like I said, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And it's hard to step into a situation, at least for me, with somebody who already has a kid, because that's always someone else involved, no matter how many ways you splice it. And then me being myself, or me being
okay, well, what if the person's not involved at all? Then what?
Well, then that's what I'm saying. That's even another issue. And in a lot of cases, that's the situation. It's usually a single mother. You know what I mean? And that's even harder, because I'm just saying, on my end, I like attention. I'm a kid myself when it comes to attention.
Yeah. I mean, regardless, you know what I mean? I'm going to take care of mine.
But that's what I'm saying. I would never expect to win that battle, which is why it's hard for me to even be in that situation, because I would never expect a woman, especially a single mother, to choose me over her daughter or son. And just because I know that already, it's hard for me to even be in that situation, because, you know, I'm trying to be number one. I'm trying to build, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be number one, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know already I would never be that, and that's hard. Now, we'll take it to the one who's in a committed relationship and is enjoying herself right now. Now, have kids been talked about, Shawnee? Do you something you want?
Well, he... Honestly, I'm not ready for kids right now, but my boo, he wants to have kids. He's been wanting to have kids, so I don't know.
Is that a stress? Is that a stressor on the relationship? Because my question is, because, I mean, y'all been together for a cool minute, so I know y'all don't be using no protection or nothing, unless are you using some kind of birth control, or you just are y'all just like, fuck it, if it happens, it happens?
Yeah.
Oh, just, yeah. No wonder he always trying to fuck. That's all, because he tried to have a baby. That's why he always ready to go. Like,
yeah, he wants a baby. I ain't ready for no babies, not yet.
But I mean, but you're not doing nothing.
4 years.
But you're not doing nothing to prevent it. So I mean, you obviously don't care either, then, because you're not doing nothing to prevent it.
You use condoms. Sometimes.
Oh, you do use condoms. Sometimes. What do you mean? Nah, you use it. How do you sometimes use a condom? That don't make no sense. I'm sorry.
You have one, then we use it. If we don't, then fuck it.
So then what? Exactly. If it's fuck it, then like. Nah, see, he got some in-house pussy. If you have in-house pussy, you're not supposed to use condoms. That's my opinion. I'm sorry. If you're living with somebody, then nah, you're taking that down as is. But that's just me. But okay, now we're going to the line. Player, 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 player. I don't know. Do you have kids? Is that?
Nah.
All right, see, team kid free. Yes, yes, sir. My man right here. See, that's true players and kid free. You know what I mean? But... Do you see that? Do you want to have kids? I mean, is that something, or are you good just eventually?
I definitely want to have kids, but yeah, that's an eventually thing.
Yeah, no time soon, right? Like.
Not anytime soon. I got shit I gotta do.
Yeah, that's number one. I agree with that. Then number two, I mean, it's hard for me because see, I don't want to have no ugly kids. Period. So it, yeah, already yeah. off top, you can't just have a kid with just anybody. Cause you, you know what I mean? It's not evil. You don't want no ugly kid. I mean, I've seen some ugly babies. It's just because you don't want that one night stand or that one night mistake or whatever to wind up being something you got to constantly look at. Because like I said, this just perpetuates more problems. Because then the kid's going to grow up, the parents ain't going to like him, it's probably going to end up in a single mom and then or whatever, like the same situation, but she's going to look at him and see the father and be mad at that little nigga, and then that nigga's going to get frustrated. It's just going to be problems. You know what I mean? People just having just whatever type babies. That's why it's just hard. Like I said, it's hard for me to make these decisions, because in a single life, like I said, condoms all the time, don't got to worry about shit. Bitch, we ain't doing none of that. Like, don't got to worry about none of that. But when you're in the relationship and it happens, then it's like you ain't got, well, you always have a choice. But, I mean, ideally you want to be the man that's going to step up and do what the fuck you got to do. Now, that doesn't always happen. Shout out to those that it does happen for those of y'all that do take care of y'all and do what you got to do, because it takes a lot for a man to be a man. But at the same time, overall, that shit does not happen. It's usually the woman stuck with it. Let's not get it on twisted, though. There's some women y'all fucked up with y'all kids, and y'all got them motherfuckers. And some of y'all be dumping off y'all kids in other places and everything, too. Y'all ain't innocent. But I will say that overall, it's the women that are usually stuck in the situation. So that's fucked up off top. But at the same time, like I said, you got to do what you got to do. You can't blame the kid. You can't blame this person. You can't point the finger. You got shit you got to handle. You got shit you got to do. And if you're not willing to step up to that, then I don't know what the options are past that, because it's really fucked up to when your own parents don't give a fuck about you. And there's some of y'all that are in those situations, and I know how that can be. Like I said, my parents, I'm lucky I have the parents that I had. I'm blessed that I've been in this situation, because I'm not saying it was easy. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is crazy in this house, too. That's why I am fucked up as I am. So don't get it twisted. But the motherfuckers was there. At least I can say that. Not to call my parents motherfuckers, but that's just how I feel right now. I told y'all this Hennessy kicking in. I'm high, but I'm just trying to talk to y'all. Like, it all boils down to you. You can't blame anybody else. As much as I can sit here and point the finger at everything that went wrong in my life, or I could say this person did this, this person did this, I was there, it was my decision, I stepped into it, You gotta do the I. You can't say you. You gotta say I. Because can't nobody force anybody to do anything they don't want to do, point blank, period. Outside of putting a gun to somebody's head, and ain't none of y'all doing that. So I'm just tired of hearing excuses. Because that's where it all goes. So let's just stop with the excuses, y'all. Like I said, I still don't know what I'm gonna do because the shit is just crazy. Because like I said, on both ends of things, I want the happy life. I want the, you know, the one girl, don't got to worry about these people, don't got to worry about shit else. I could just be happy, have kids, you know, take care of mine, do my music, run the radio show. I want to do that. But at the same time, you know what it's going to take to do that, what I have to go through to do that, how to have to choose the right person and make sure that that's the right person to do that kind of thing with, because once you start that path and if you fall off, there's a lot of things you have to deal with because you even started that path.
That's why you don't choose that person. You just let that person come to you. I think that's what people mess up and look for.
Yeah, then you just got to sit and wait. But like I said, it's funny because I'm really picky. I'm really, 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 really picky. But then the question comes, am I too picky? But then I don't want to settle for less. Like I said, I know exactly what I want. I do. I know exactly what I want. But is it there? Is it going to happen? And then if it does happen, do I miss my window? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? See, I overanalyze shit too much. This is shit I be fucking thinking about.
I think there's someone out there for everyone. You might have passed up on it. Like you said, you had a crazy relationship. It just might have came and gone. Now it just might be second best, but you never know. You're not going to know. I mean,
I guess that's bottom line. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I'm just not going to know. I guess that's what it is. And we'll just see what happens. But I guess that's fucking life, y'all. This is that real shit. I guess that was my question. Like I said, my living line, talking to y'all, kind of helped out. You just don't know. You just live life day to day. Do right by yourself. Try to do right by others. And like I said, if you're happy, be fucking happy and don't complain and don't rock the boat. Just be happy and enjoy yourself. If y'all motherfuckers ain't happy, leave the motherfuckers that's happy alone and get your shit together and do something with yourself. Like I said, don't hate on the motherfuckers that's got shit going on and that's doing what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, be safe, have fun. Like I said, because I done some shit, so I can't even sit up here and tell y'all what not to do. Because y'all, I probably done shit y'all can't even. I ain't even thought about yet, so it's okay. But I want y'all to enjoy yourself. I'm glad for y'all thinking, you know, hanging out with me, talking to me, because like I said, I got a lot of shit off my chest, figured out a lot of things. We want to shout out Mimi, you know what I mean, my new beauty of the week. We're going to get her photos up by tomorrow so y'all can check her out in Dagger's Beauty of the Week on my Facebook. We're going to get that shout out real quick. Anybody want to shout out Miss Mimi real quick?
I don't even have any shout outs. Roswell, chill. Just look me up on Twitter, you know, 504 underscore queen, or hit me up on Facebook or facebook.com/ Mimi Louisiana Faunus, the tag, same thing.
All right, and make sure you email me all those links or whatever so I can add them up when I put up your thing, okay, on my Facebook. So I need all those links.
I got you. I'm a text free.
All right, for sure, Ma. Thanks for hanging out with me, and we're going to holler at me anytime, okay?
I got you.
All right, Ma. We're going to Miss Shawnee, thanks for hanging out. See, I told you we have fun over here, right? You can come over here and hang out anytime. You can come over here and hang out anytime you want to. Is you drunk? Is you over there sipping on something? Don't lie to me.
I'm tipsy. I drank some vodka.
See, that's cool. I'm over here off this Hennessy right now. We good. Like I said, you can come over here and call and hang out anytime. Like I said, we talk about all kind of shit. And we got this on Wednesdays and on Sundays. So fuck with your boy.
Yeah. I like Wednesdays
right.
better, but yeah. Good night. Thank you.
All right. For sure.
Bye.
And then my boy Lion, OG, man. You sound like you tired your damn self, nigga. What you on, some Moscato?
Hey,
you got some bottle?
I'm a golden. I ain't even drinking. I smoked during the session, but I got
For sure, man. Well, thanks as always for hanging out, man. Quick shout outs for your peoples, real quick. Anybody want to say something to real quick?
I want to shout out to Dan and my boy working hard on his movement right now. You can find him on Twitter,
at Tanner, TANNAH, what is it, 247. That's Tanner 247. Shout him out, Ruth.
There it is, y'all. So West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights. Hope y'all enjoyed yourselves. We'll be right back here next week, 9 to 11. We'll see y'all on Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. Make sure if y'all want to help out what's going on over here, man, all y'all got to do is just talk about it. Let people know what we got going on. Spread the link, spread the Twitters, whatever y'all do. Just talk about it and get people up over here, y'all. We chilling. I mean, where else you going to chill? Come through. We're going to let Lady Diggs ride us out, y'all. I need you.
Stop looking at me, cause I'm high as fuck if she got a fatty. And I know you ain't treating her right, cause she looking too hard, got her eyes on the prize. LGBT, yeah that's right, laid back, smooth as fuck, and my game is tight. But I'm so real and I'm so trill, extra official, call me a $1 million bill. Rolling, strolling through the hood, back of CD's about to spark up this backwood. And if you could handle this wood, aka D-I-L-D-O, I'm so cold, I'm too old, no playing games, and I see life is real, it's subject to change, like who I'm dating, I have patience, I have time, please don't waste it, you hot and open for the occasion, let's make it.
Feels good when you're near me, I can feel your heartbeat.
I won't listen to my friends, they envy us, wanna have what we have, scandalous, our love and trust grows, longer than that green mound, and that mean we pretty close, I told you up front I had trust issues, you make the pain go away like medicated tissue, I rub your back every night, kick you a freestyle about how your booty tight and you smile, and all that but the simple things satisfy you, that's why I'm on one every night trying to satisfy you, ain't a thing to me, I go with the flow like mayo, me and cheese, I'm a knockout in the bed, no referee, I'ma beat it till you snore, till you KO on me,
feels good. When you're near me, I can feel your